Topic 6. Reading.
In the food chain, energy is transferred from one species to another. An example food chain can begin with a plant. The plant is eaten by an insect. The insect is eaten by a bird. The bird is eaten by a large mammal. The mammal dies after being hit by a car. It decomposes and is broken down and used as food by decomposers like bacteria and fungi. In this food chain, some living things create energy, producers, while others use energy, consumers. With consumers, there are four main types: carnivores, animals that eat other animals; herbivores, animals that eat plants; omnivores, animals that eat both plants and animals; scavengers, animals that eat dead animals. In food chains, not all of the energy available to organisms at one stage can be transferred to the next stage. This is because energy decreases from one stage to the next. Energy is used up in many ways through respiration, movement, defecation, and other activities. All of the energy used in these ways returns to the environment and is not available to the next stage. Therefore, most food chains are short. Biomass means the dry mass of living material at a stage in a food chain. Biomass is reduced as you move from one stage to the next, just like the amount of energy is reduced.